Ozzy Davis, our own black shining star. A lion has fallen. Ozzy Davis, the deep-voiced, proud, and majestic man, who has performed on stage, film, television, and community centers, has passed from this life at the age of 87 years, leaving behind him the radiant and talented Ruby Dee, his co-star on life's broad stage, and millions of mourners the world over. His work in film and stage alone would exhaust this brief remembrance, but suffice it to say that in whatever role he accepted, he projected a rare and matchless dignity and left a deep and indelible impression on his audience. Ozzy Davis was a brave man who didn't just play one on TV. At a time when it was personally, politically, and career-wise dangerous, he stepped forth to support the civil rights struggles of the 60s and 70s and wrote his legacy large in black America's history when he delivered the touching and heartfelt eulogy to the black nationalist leader Malcolm X. His words, leavened with love and courage, were as much a tribute to Malcolm as they were to himself, for they reflected a deep and abiding love for black people, even those seen as enemies of the state. Of Malcolm, he would say, "He was our own black shining prince who gave his life because he loved us so." It was my profound pleasure to meet the man several years ago. I found a generous, humorous, sweet, and deep soul who spoke freely of the wellsprings of his own prodigious inspiration. "I was in college," he said, "and the great Marian Anderson was barred from Washington's Constitution Hall by the Daughters of the American Revolution simply because of her blackness. Later, with the help of Eleanor Roosevelt, she sang at the Lincoln Monument, and it was my high honor to see and hear her. Like most college students, I was a little foggy about what I wanted to do, maybe become a teacher or something, you know? But when I saw her, when I heard her, when I felt the magnificent power of her performance there, I knew, I just knew, that in one way or another, I would work in the arts. From that spark of inspiration and the magic of a marriage to the wondrous Ruby Dee, the arts, under both of their singular talents, have been rewarded." I asked him about the impact of their politics on their careers, and he easily answered that they always found something to do, if it was a play in a black college or a neighborhood community center, for there was no community that closed their doors to their talent and their spirits. He added that he didn't need much. In addition to acting, he was an accomplished playwright whose work, Pearly Victorious, opened on Broadway in September 1961. But for most young people, perhaps the grizzled old guy in Spike Lee's movie Do the Right Thing sparks memories. In the flick, Davis plays Damea, a street figure who pines for the attention of his love interest, played by Ruby Dee, who doesn't seem interested in him, probably because of his equal love for drink. But Damea saves a little boy from a speeding car which careens down New York streets, and her heart warms to him. It is a tender, touching scene, and all the sweeter because of who these two fine, accomplished actors really are in real life. Yet, this very role reflects the essence of what Davis and Dee have done for generations now. Taken rather ordinary roles and imbued them with grace and dignity, a reflection of how they touch the lives of millions of ordinary people by reflecting the best that is within them. We're thankful to the spirit of that magnificent contralto, Marian Anderson, whose performance in April 1939, before 75,000 people at the Lincoln Memorial, sent a thrill to one of that number, a country boy from Cogdale, Georgia. As she inspired him, so he inspired millions through decades of performances in various media with the essential elements of dignity and a love for one's people. Ozzy Davis, he was a lion. And though he has passed, may his brilliant life inspire the lions and giants to come. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.